Welcome to English as a Second Language Podcast, number 75, Getting Child Care. This is English as a Second Language Podcast, episode 75. I'm Dr. Jeff McQuillan from the Center for Educational Development in beautiful Los Angeles, California. Today's podcast is going to be about getting child care or someone to take care of your children. Let's go. My friend Susan is an engineer, and she's also a single mom. She has been working some odd hours lately and was having a tough time finding child care for her 4-year-old daughter and her 8-year-old son. Her daughter, Kimberly, is enrolled in a preschool, and Susan is able to drop her off on her way to work. But the preschool closes at 6 p.m., and sometimes Susan can't get there in time to pick her up. Her son, Paul, is in the second grade and goes to a public school near their house. Paul gets out of school at 3 p.m., but Susan never gets off work before 6 p.m., and sometimes later. So, what can she do with the kids after school? I went with Susan to check out a latchkey program at the local community center. It seemed like a good idea. Paul would be picked up from his school, and he could stay at the center to do his homework and to play in the center until as late as 7 p.m. The tuition was fairly low, and there was rolling admissions. The trouble was, there was very little supervision of the kids, and the staff seemed inexperienced. Now Susan is considering hiring a nanny. The nanny would pick both kids up from their schools and bring them home. The nanny could make dinner for them and stay with them until she got home. This would be ideal, but a good nanny is hard to come by and is very expensive to hire, even the ones who don't live in. I don't envy Susan. Single moms and dads have it tough. We're talking about child care, which is getting someone to look after, that is to say, to watch, to take care of your children when you are working. Child care is all one word, childcare, to care for or to take care of a child. I talked about my friend Susan. She's an engineer who's a single mom. Mom, of course, is mother. A single mom would be someone, a woman, who isn't married. She could never have been married, or could have divorced, or her husband could have died. In any event, she is on her own. She is a single mom. This friend of mine works some odd hours, odd, O-D-D, hours. To work odd hours means you don't work the normal 8 o'clock in the morning till 5 o'clock in the afternoon, or 9 in the morning until 5 in the afternoon. Those would be normal or business hours. But odd hours, if you had to work, for example, from 10 o'clock at night until 6 o'clock in the morning, that might be considered working odd hours. Another use of that expression is when you do not have a regular schedule. Some days I work 8 to 3, some days I work noon to 8 p.m., and so forth. I said that Susan was having a tough time. Tough here means difficult time, finding childcare for her two children. Her daughter, Kimberly, is enrolled in a preschool. Once again, it's all one word, P-R-E, school. A preschool, you probably know, is the name we give the school for young children, usually ages 3 to 5. Sometimes preschools go a little younger than that, but normally around ages 3, 4, or 5, we have preschool. And then when they finish preschool, usually around age 5, they go into kindergarten. And after kindergarten, they go into first grade and so forth. So preschool is a voluntary. Children don't have to go to preschool. There are some people who want to keep their children at home because they can stay home to watch them, or prefer to put them in some other program. Susan is able to drop her daughter off on her way to work. You probably know that to drop off means to leave a thing or a person. On her way to means somewhere between her house and her work, she can drop off her daughter at this preschool. The preschool closes at 6 p.m., and sometimes Susan can't get there in time to pick her up. In time to means I got there before some deadline, before it was too late. You can also use the expression in time without the to. You can say, did you get there in time? Meaning, did you get there before it was too late? So if the movie starts, for example, at 7 p.m., if you get there at 7:05, you didn't get there in time. The son of my friend, Paul, goes to a public school. And in the United States, a public school is a school that the government operates, the government runs. The opposite of public school would be, of course, a private school. In Britain, public school means private school, so it can be very confusing. But in the United States, a public school or a public anything is usually something that the government operates. And in the United States, it's a local government, usually a local school board, that is to say, a group of people who are usually elected to run the school, the entire school system, I should say, for a city. Susan never gets off work before 6 p.m. To get off work means to be finished with work. I get off work at 5 means I am done working at 5. Susan and I went to investigate or to check out a latchkey program. Latchkey is all one word, L-A-T-C-H-K-E-Y, and a latchkey program is a program where kids who go to school can go to a special place and there's someone to take care of them until the parents come and pick them up, usually after 5 o'clock or 6 o'clock in the afternoon. This is called a latchkey program. The word key, you know, of course, what you open a door with. The latch key is the key to the outside door, the door to your house, for example. And the term comes from the idea that some parents who have to work don't have a place for their children to go after school, because school in the United States is usually over around 3 o'clock in the afternoon, sometimes a little later. So for that hour or 2 hours before the parent can get home, usually a lot of children are on their own and they have to just use their key, their latch key, to get into their house. But a latch key program is one where kids can come together in some place and have adults to take care of them. One place that has latchkey programs is a community center. A community center is usually a government building that is in a neighborhood or a section of area of the city where different organizations can use that place. Usually has a big room, like an auditorium for a concert or a play. Often in community centers, there are classes that are free or inexpensive. All of these are part of a community center, and many cities have a community center that the city government operates. I said that the tuition at the latchkey program was fairly low. The tuition, of course, is money you pay to go to a school. And we talk about tuition being low or high. Low tuition, it's not very much. High tuition, it's expensive. This program, this latchkey program, has rolling admission. A rolling admission is when there isn't one day or date deadline for getting into or applying to get into the school. You can join the program at any point during the year. The problem with this program is that it had very little supervision of the kids. Supervision is a noun which means looking after, taking care of. A person who supervises, the verb, is called a supervisor, the person, the noun. But supervision is the concept, the idea of taking care of or looking after someone. The staff at the latchkey program, I said, was inexperienced. And experienced, you know, someone who has done something for a long time, has experience doing it. Someone who is inexperienced doesn't have experience. Susan is also considering hiring a nanny. A nanny, N-A-N-N-Y, what the French might call an au pair. This is a person, usually a woman, often a young woman, who comes to a house and takes care of the children while the parents aren't there. Often a nanny cleans the house, makes meals for the family. Sometimes nannies are live-in, two words, L-I-V-E-I-N. A live-in nanny is someone who sleeps and stays with the family full time, if you will. There are also nannies that will just come during the day and leave at night. I said that a good nanny is hard to come by. When something is hard to come by, we mean it's difficult to get. It's tough to get. It's tough to come by, or it's hard to come by. For example, really good movies nowadays. Well, I think so. I ended by saying that I don't envy Susan. Envy, E-N-V-Y, is similar to being jealous. When someone has something that you want, you envy that thing. I say that I don't envy Susan because she has a difficult situation. She has it tough. To have it tough, to say someone has it tough, means they have a difficult situation or difficult circumstance. Now let's listen to the story at a native rate of speech. My friend Susan is an engineer, and she's also a single mom. She has been working some odd hours lately and was having a tough time finding childcare for her 4-year-old daughter and her 8-year-old son. Her daughter Kimberly is enrolled in a preschool, and Susan is able to drop her off on her way to work. But the preschool closes at 6 p.m., and sometimes Susan can't get there in time to pick her up. Her son Paul is in the second grade and goes to a public school near their house. Paul gets out of school at 3 p.m., but Susan never gets off work before 6 p.m. and sometimes later. So what can she do with the kids after school? I went with Susan to check out a latchkey program at the local community center. It seemed like a good idea. Paul would be picked up from his school and he could stay at the center to do his homework and play in the center until as late as 7 p.m. The tuition was fairly low and there was rolling admission. The trouble was, there was very little supervision of the kids and the staff seemed inexperienced. Now Susan is considering hiring a nanny. The nanny would pick both kids up from their schools and bring them home. The nanny could make dinner for them and stay with them until she got home. This would be ideal, but a good nanny is hard to come by, and it is very expensive to hire, even the ones who don't live in. I don't envy Susan. Single moms and dads have it tough. Be sure to tell all of your friends about English as a Second Language podcast. You can give them our web address, www.eslpod.com. I'm Jeff McQuillan from Los Angeles, California. We'll see you next time on ESL Podcast. ESL Podcast is a production of the Center for Educational Development in Los Angeles, California. This podcast is copyright 2005. No part of this podcast may be sold or redistributed without the express written permission of the Center for Educational Development.